You're listening to SBS News.
Shortly after leaving high school, self-described overachiever Naharika Hiramat was diagnosed with clinical depression and anxiety. She says it came after years of suffering in silence.
I was kind of dealing with it by myself for a couple of years, especially coming from an Indian background. It's not really talked about.
But after seeking professional help, she's been able to recover. Now she wants to use her experience to guide others towards the same path.
But unfortunately for a lot of Indians and for a lot of ethnic minority especially, like it's very difficult. If there is a way of being able to sort of target those communities that maybe don't get as much support, it would be amazing.
Ms. Hiramat is one of 8 young people who will travel the country and share their stories as part of a Youth Ambassadors program led by youth mental health organisation Headspace. The funding will come from a $47 million boost to the foundation, announced by Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt, who says it will be rolled out over 4 years.
It allows Headspace as an organisation to have the administrative support out to mid-2023, so it's 4.5 years of security.
Headspace says the funding is crucial to ensure it keeps pace with a growing demand for its services. In the past 2 years, more than 100,000 young Australians accessed mental health assistance through the organisation. And Headspace CEO Jason Trethewan says he expects that number to grow.
We will hope to see certainly more Headspace services opening up around the country, but also supporting the existing Headspace services because they are experiencing increases in numbers of young people, which is what we want. But we also
the number of young people aged 5 to 17 who took their lives in 2017 was up 10% on the previous year. Indigenous children in that age bracket die from suicide at 5 times the rate of non-Indigenous children. Last year, suicide accounted for 40% of all Indigenous child deaths. In the past week, 2 Aboriginal girls in remote Western Australia took their lives in separate incidents. They were just 12 and 14 years old. The Director for Suicide Prevention Australia, Dr. Vanessa Lee, says it's not just mental health that's causing young Indigenous children to self-harm.
Indigenous children, by the time they're 12 years old, have experienced so much trauma, and they experience trauma that non-Indigenous children will never experience in their lifetime.
Headspace acknowledges that its services are lacking in remote areas due to low populations, but the government says a significant percentage of the funding will go towards developing tailored assistance for those communities. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.